I was a disc jockey when I was 19. I was lucky. I found a job, like, you know, when I should have been still learning about it. And it inspired Wonderful Wino and Willie West, a character of mine. Radio stations, of course, change personnel rather rapidly. Willie West is no longer at Wonderful Wino. He's been replaced by Scott Lame.
Hi, gang! Scott Lame here! The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list of the boss 30 that my boss told me to play! Right here on the Nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio!
Wonderful Wino! The big sound in the big town.
Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. Hey, we'll get started. One of the big sounds this week. Number five. Last week was number nine. Moved up four spaces. Here is one of the new supergroups: Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Sacco, and Vanzetti. And the ever-present footprints cross the shadows on the carpets of the hallways of the memories of your mind. Okay, kids, one of the big sounds and a great story behind that one. And you heard it first right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Moving along with two in a row. A big double play, back-to-back sounds for you on the Scott Lame get-together on a wonderful Wednesday. Here's a tune that's really moving fast. When I say fast, it was recorded at 9 o'clock this morning. At 12 noon, it was number 15. At 3 o'clock, it was the number one sound in town. And now it's a golden oldie. Solid gold to make you feel old.
Solid gold to make you feel old.
A golden flashback from the summer of 69, before you were born. Remember, kids? Here they are, the Red, White, and Blue Electric Outdoor Protestant Blues Band. Jenny. Jenny. Okay,
it's always good to get into some super gold.
Super gold. Okay, we'll take about 5 minutes out here for the latest news from around the world from the award-winning Wino Newsroom. And then back with more of the big sounds for you here on the Scott Lame get-together for Wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. As soon as we come back, we'll be listening on Medical Records, Won't You Take My Heart by the Donors, and My Body is Rejecting Your Heart by the Recipients. But first, Wino News! Wino News! Wino! From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, here it is, Wino News, with Wino Newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon! Phnom Penh! Bangkok. That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Okay, kids, and back with more of the big sounds for you here. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. More hits, more often. Big number seven this week.
Number seven.
This is one of the great bands from San Francisco, Brain Damage. And a tune that's really making it for them. In fact, it's number three. That's right, it moved up four spots while I was talking about it. Here it is. Okay, one of the big sounds that you heard right here. Wonderful Wino. Wino time, ping pong, 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. And say, stick around following the show, kids. We'll be featuring some local basketball.
Today, Andy Granatelli Vocational plays the Mighty Purple of Owsley High. One of the big games, too. And okay, let's move back with more of the big sounds. Billy and the Blemishes and One Last Pimple.
I got one last pimple from Gwen Stady with you. Don't know whether to break it or leave it alone. It's the only one I call my own.
Hey, don't forget, kids, if you have a problem like that, yes, if you're the only one in the crowd who doesn't have unsightly blemishes, pick up on Pimple On. Now you can put them anywhere you want. Put them all on one side of your face and look the other way. Put a peace sign on your forehead. Spell out your girlfriend's name on your back. Hey, coming up during the next hour here on the Scott Lame Show, we'll be listening to the new John Lennon single, which, if you play it backwards at slow speed, it screws up your needle. And don't forget, the Associated Press tells us that 218 people have been killed on the nation's highways. The National Safety Council expects a total of 500. You're not trying, friends.